1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult, and so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears this morning. I don't even know what to do with this story. This is just the weirdest story.
Oh, give me the teeth. I love weird stories.
So it's about a marriage, right?
Weird, anyway. That's weird. Okay, stop right there.
How weird. Samantha Kirshner is her name. 21 years old.
Yeah.
I don't even know how else to say this. She married her biological dad.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know him growing up.
Yeah.
Met him as an adult.
Yeah.
After her mum told her who he was.
Mm.
And then she married him as part of a competition that she had with her sister, with her half-sister, because their competition was who could have with him. And I was like, what? How did you arrive at this conclusion? Like, why did you think that that was a normal thing to do?
I know, and you hear about, I don't know whether it's just because it's like so weird that it actually, you see it in the news a fair bit, but like,
yeah.
It seems to happen all the time.
Obviously, you know, it's out of America.
That's a
classic, right?
But sorry, did you say they were married or they are trying to get married?
No, they got married and that's why the story... That's exactly what I said. That's why the story has made the news is because she's narrowly avoided going to jail.
Yeah.
And he has gone to jail. So she was charged with... Because they're both adults, so they've been charged with incest and and he's also... Yeah, so he's gone to jail for 9 months. But the thing is I'm like, so, but who let you get married in the first place? Because I got a DNA test, 99.999%.
Like it's a
match.
Dad.
Yeah.
It's a daddy.
No, it's 100%. Oh, well, it's not 100%, but it's as close as you can bloody get.
You know what I think? Oh, look, this is just how twisted my mind is. I was like, oh, cheap wedding, though. I mean, you only invite two families, you only invite one family.
Now at hits.com.au.
Quickly, just before we move into what's trending, I just had a really interesting thought about the thing we were speaking about just a few minutes ago, that couple that...
The
daughter.
The dad and the daughter that got married.
Yeah. Mm. Were we talking about their wedding and how it'd be a cheap wedding because you only have to invite one fam?
I mean, unless you've got a big family, but still, you know, one family, there'll be no fight.
Yeah. Well, you think so.
Yeah, probably more.
But I just thought, well, who's going to walk her down the aisle if he's in the end of the aisle? And I'm sorry,
my mind did not even go there, but you're right.
We're done with those jokes.
Does he walk her down the aisle or does he stand up?
He's going to stand at the end of it as well. Anyway, if you're thinking, oh my God, what have I stumbled into this morning when I've turned on the radio? Have a listen to the catch-up. The story is just bizarre. But it's after 6:30 now, so I can't talk about it
anymore. Honestly, it's a wedding I'd like to attend. Like, you know, it'd be interesting as all hell.
It'd be like, we'd like to invite the family to hang around for photos, and everyone's just hanging around.
Oh, I've got to move on. Oh, geez, did you see the footage that's coming out of the top end? 33 people in the back of a ute getting carried in the back of a ute.
Oh, that's a lot.
I was like, I just had to see this video just to, because it was recorded on a police body cam.
Yeah.
I was like, how big is this?
I was going to say, what kind of ute is this?
Seriously, no, it just looks like a Hilux, to be honest.
33 people.
In saying that, this is so bad. But there were kids and babies on there as well,
So are you.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I mean, dangerous as all hell. But at the same time, it is dangerous. But I've grown up in a small country town, less than 1,000 people.
Mm.
I'm not condoning it at all, but it just happens. When you go from, like, you know, one road to the other, you're going around the corner or whatever, yeah, you just jump in the back.
I remember when we were kids, you were allowed to ride in the back of the ute on the freeway.
I don't know if it was allowed. I just think that maybe it was a bit more lenient.
Was it?
On the back. back of the ute on the freeway.
I distinctly remember going down the freeway. I mean, someone can correct me, but no, I think this is a rule that came in like 25 years ago.
I will correct you there and just say, no, that was not.
Maybe in New South Wales.
I was like, in New South, because, well, this is why I remember. Because I remember being on the back of the pigging ute, like when I was a kid, and with all the pigs hung up, by the way. But I'd be holding on for dear life. I think it was about 5. But every time we got to the road, we had to jump in and I'd cry.
Yeah,
I'd be upset about it.
You'd be like, oh, I just want to be on the back.
I want to be with the piggies.
I still do it when we go to the farm. And I'm like, I just want to ride on the back.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, also too, just quickly, the newest trend and it's coming out in on suites now.
Mm.
The no wall. Like there's no wall.
You can't do no wall
bathroom.
So
you're just like sitting there. I don't know, your partner could be laying in bed. I mean, they're all different to how my situation is. Now I always leave the door open anyway.
I know, but I feel like, if you just, what if a single person brought a girl home and then you've got to use the bathroom?
Oh, I was like,
there's a confrontation you didn't think you were going to have.
Done. I don't know. It could bond yous as well too, though, you know.
It really could.
Remember that time when I first moved into my house, when I first moved over to WA, and I was sitting on the toilet and the whole house was open, even the bathroom door was open, and I could hear someone yelling out a name. I can't remember the name. I think it was like Steve. And then I was like, it must be next door or whatever. Next minute, I can hear footsteps in my house. This lady had walked in looking for the old owner. Here I am sitting there with my pants around my ankles.
Hi. Can I help you? What are you
I'm looking for Steve and I'm like...
Well, you're not going to find him here.
Anyway, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Jesse and Jules.
Have you seen the new Cardi B press music video?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Even I'm shook over it.
Really?
Yes. And, well, you know...
You love her next level gear.
I do. I mean, I still love her, and I still love her next level gear, but this one really shocked me. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us on the phone to tell us all about it. Because one of the things at the moment is that she's actually going through court at the moment, and that's what the video is about. And Dean is telling us all about it. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so her new music video, very, very raunchy and racy. Head online and check it out. It's had millions of views already, of course. Depicts her, going to court. Well, in real life, that is also what she's been doing today. Let me tell you what has happened, because it's actually much, much more serious than we first thought. Whoa. Cardi B could go to jail for 4 years.
What? Oh, my gosh. Now, really?
Yeah. Let me tell you, I actually knew that I'd get that reaction from you. That's why I dramatically called.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, now here's what happened, right? From the top, she got she got her bodyguards to beat up these two strippers at the strip club. They took her to court. Cardi was offered a plea deal where she would have to plead guilty and then have some type of sentence or bail or, some kind of thing. She declined that and decided to take it head on with a grand jury.
Yep.
If she loses 4 years jail, because basically, even though she didn't physically touch the two women herself, it's kind of like getting a hit out on someone, I guess you could say. Like, you're the one instigating it.
Yeah.
It's very serious. In court today, she yelled out, she screamed out, "Not guilty, sir." I don't know whether that was like a playful way or whether she was being really serious.
Yeah, because
she is
animated all the time. Yeah. So it's like, is she being for real or?
But Dean, this is really weird.
It'd be funny to see her.
Is it not really weird? Because most time people in Hollywood or stars would just settle out of court as soon as they get an opportunity, throw some money at it, get rid of it. But not Cardi.
I guess that's right. So you're so right about that. And that's what they probably should have done in the beginning, right? Somehow they took it to, I think when it goes to the police, I don't know. I don't really know the legals behind it. But I guess it's too serious to settle. Otherwise, I guess you could just throw a few million bucks at it. She just threw a $400,000 birthday party for Culture. So maybe she'd made it, a $200,000 party.
Yeah.
She's going to give it the other $200,000
to make the problem go away. Yeah.
Bloody hell. Anyway, we'll see what we're just going to follow on with this story. This will be insane. Just quickly moving on, Kylie Jenner and J-Lo's fiance sat together at the Met Gala, and he has come out saying some things about Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, here's what happened. Look, it's so... I feel like I'm a grown man talking about the dumbest thing, but this is really interesting. So basically, at the Met Gala, they're all sitting at this fabulous table, J-Lo, Kylie, Kendall, A-Rod, A-Rod has come out saying that when they were sitting there, all of them at this fabulous table, all Kylie Jenner wanted to talk about was lipstick and Instagram and how rich she was. That's what he said, right? Mm. Now, that really got traction. That got, because you can't say anything about a Kardashian and not get traction.
Yeah.
So, it's out. Kylie went on Twitter and was like, that's not the case at all. That's not what we talked about. We actually talked about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then he, A-Rod, did the backflip of all backflips. It was like literally an Olympic Games level. He was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. She didn't say that. It was me that said that. So he, you know, went into
Who
wants 500 million fans negatively after?
Yeah, exactly. I just want to know where Kris Jenner was in all this, sitting there, sitting underneath the table.
Making it happen,
you know?
Love Kris Jenner.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for filling us in this morning. And I mean, tell me, honestly, if Cardi B gets thrown into jail, I don't care what time it is, you call me and let me know.
Oh, we're going dramatically live.
Yes, we are, from the courthouse steps.
From the corner. If I wish I was in New York, it actually went down in New York. I wish I was there to dramatically cross from the outside the courtroom.
This is Dean McCarthy from the courthouse steps.
Oh, I could just imagine. Oh, why don't you take it to Judge Judy? Seriously.
Oh, see, that's what they need. Judge Judy. Yeah, sort them out.
Absolutely. Would have been done in half an hour with all the commercial breaks. Seriously.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Time for another edition of Chat.
Nailed it. I am pushing the buttons this morning, people.
Hand the buttons over to Jules and she regulates my nerdiness with these buttons.
Wow.
Well, if it's amazing and if Jesse is just going way too far through the whole technicality of it.
Deep down the rabbit hole. Mm. Talking video games today.
Wow.
And you might remember this.
No, can't say that I do.
Crash Bandicoot, the original.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm 32. It's been a long time, okay?
Wow.
Well, that's the thing, is that 20 years after the original version of Crash Team Racing, which was the spin-off to the Crash Bandicoot games, they have now made a remake of the racing one, which
love
is really
it.
Cool. And the reason that it's so cool is because 20 years on, what's changed with video games?
Oh, of course it has, yeah.
Right. And I'm a little bit late to the party because it has come out, right? So you can buy it now.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
in the last couple of days.
How much is it?
I think it's about $50. Depends whether you get it on PS4, Xbox, or Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
I think the price will vary, but you can still do the old play by yourself, or you can play offline against the computer races and
that's
stuff
cool.
like that, or like multiplayer with your mates. But now, the big change, couldn't do this 20 years ago, you can play online.
Wow.
So you can play against anyone else in the world. And you can do this thing that all new games seem to do now, which I just don't get, is change the skin of your character, like change, customize the way you look.
Oh, yeah.
It has no effect on the gameplay at all, other than making your character look the way you want it to.
Yeah, of course. It's like even when it came to, like, I don't know, your characters in Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, and people used to spend ages, like, I was playing a game with my brother the other day called Borderlands, and you can collect different things in the game where you change the way you look. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I just want to shoot stuff.
Oh, no. See, that was all me. I'd spend half the day building my character and then spend 5 minutes playing and then be like, that's it. Done.
No, I want to buy a new gun or a new car or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, so you can do that with the new Crash Team Racing, which is pretty cool. So if you came for a bit of nostalgia, you know exactly where to go. You just got to have
Internet service.
Nintendo Switch, PS4, or Xbox One.
Okay.
So, wow.
Cool. No, I really like that story. It was good.
Get a little bit of nostalgia now.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
How soon did you cut your plaster off?
Mm.
You know, when you break a bone, you go to the doctors, they plaster it all up to fix you.
It's so inconvenient. Like,
it is. And then you go
home,
fixing you're like...
broken bone, but you're like, do I have to?
Yeah. It's heavy.
And they make you win.
Yeah. Yes. That's probably the biggest drama of it, I reckon. And too, once it does get wet, stinks.
Everyone, even if you keep it bone dry, it still ends up being atrocious in there.
That dead skin.
But anyone who's had a lower leg cast on, I remember those days of showering, just sitting down in the shower, going, this is my life now. I have to sit and shower.
I love sitting in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah. All the time. Anyway, on our Facebook, oh my gosh, some people, it just bloody blows my mind what people do. Tracy said that she broke her back.
Jeez.
Right? And was told no physical exercise for up to 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm.
So she competed at a state championships for horse riding.
Oh, yeah. Horse riding's pretty easy on the back, I understand.
Oh, my God. People are like, do you have any, like, long-term damage?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, she was like, I was back at work 8 weeks later. Yeah.
Jeez.
But still managed to, compete as well, too. A lot of people, like, a couple of days. Like, so they've had the cast on for a couple of days
and
they've cut it off. I just want to know what happens after. Like, you know, obviously the pain will eventually go away, but like my ex's dad, like, he still limps now because of it.
Yeah, because it heals the wrong way or something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it's not getting fit or, you know, even more damage by not having the cast there to protect it. Oh, no, I ain't no doctor.
Mm.
But I kind of feel like when a doctor says you need something for a certain amount of time,
then you're supposed to do it.
Oh, like, I don't think they're just saying it for fun.
No.
You know?
No. I mean, you're pretty ballsy if you're going against doctor's orders,
aren't you? This will be fun for you.
Yeah.
You know, wear this cast on your arm.
It's never, ever, I don't know that it's ever gone well to go against doctor's orders, really. I mean, they're pretty much the most highly trained people in our society, aren't they? Like, no one else is spending that many years in school.
Oh, no, yeah, just to make stuff up, I guess. Look, if you do want to have your say, tell your story, hit WA on Facebook is where you need to go.
This is The Catch Up. With Jesse and Jules.
So I want to talk about this new level of laziness, apparently, in us Aussies has come forward.
I stand by the phrase laid back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
I'm talking about the fact that supermarkets are now selling containers of diced onion.
Oh, really?
Yes. Did you not know this?
I knew they sold it in bags, like you get the big bag.
Okay, so this is my point, right? This article was blowing up about, you know, you're too lazy to cut your own onions. And I'm like,
who's writing this?
News.com.au.
Oh, so we're having a crack at ourselves.
Yes, essentially. Like, yeah, no, we are.
I thought it was like Americans saying.
No. We're having a crack at ourselves.
I was getting ready to throw some
fire back.
An
Aussie journalist has, like, come out saying, you know, we are, this is just the epitome of, like, laziness. Mm. That we can't even cut our own fruit and veg. And I'm like, hello? I mean, I really feel like they've done us a service here.
Yeah.
No more tears.
No more tears. And I've got to be honest with you, I hate cutting vegetables.
Yes. Yes, I come with you on that.
There's a stir fry pack at the farmer's market that I buy all the time because it's just time to cut vegetables.
Right.
And
it's convenient. We're all busy these days. I mean, I'm bloody busy. I don't even have kids. I don't know how you parents do it. Have a full-time job. You got the kids. They've got after sports. They've got after school, you know, extracurricular activities.
It's hard to say, let alone hard to do.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, so, I mean, there's also the shredded carrot that you can actually buy in a packet.
Yep.
I mean, and then it's gone down the whole line of all the plastic. And I get that.
That's the only problem that I would
have
with
that is the only downfall. But I just can't believe that they, we're now being labelled as lazy because now chopped onion has come into the equation of, fresh chopped onion.
And clearly, whoever's written the article has never gone to a Bunnings sausage sizzle because that's, I feel like, where I first learnt about onions,
the frozen
diced
chopped
onions
onion?
In a bag.
Oh, it's like the best thing ever.
I don't have to chop these onions? This is brilliant.
Well, now they're not even frozen. You have to wait for them to defrost or even cook them, right?
Yeah.
Now they just come in a little container. And cheap too. I mean,
I feel marginally guilty about it, but I'm on board.
Look, I know onions are cheap anyway when you buy them, you know, over in the out of the barrel singly or whatever.
It's either that or you're buying one of those dices off daytime TV.
Dad's got one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't use it. I buy my onions chopped.
More
that's
plastic
it.
In
I'm
that
sorry,
dicer there.
You guys ready? You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Simple as this. 5 quiz questions. You choose who you would like to go against, and we go head to head in a general knowledge quiz. Now, this morning we're at Keegan on the phone. How are you, Keegs?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
Oh, good morning. All right, who would you like to go up against this morning?
Jules.
I'm going to go against Jules. Correct answer straight off the bat. Also, before we get stuck in, Keegs, great name, mate. That's my older brother's name, so good name.
Cool.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to pass the envelope over to Jesse.
Buzz
I honestly thought today someone would just go against go against you.
Buzz in with your name, okay, Keegs? And if Jules gets it wrong, you get a free crack at it, okay?
Nice.
Good luck. Good luck, Keegs. I mean, no one's won against me yet, so, you know. I'm joking.
The undefeated champ. She's trash-talking a 12-year-old. All right, here we go. Question number one. What TV show starring Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul is meant to have a movie in the works?
Jules.
What?
Bryan Cranston, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, a mind blank. Breaking Bad. Is it?
It is Breaking Bad.
Oh, jeez. I just know the name.
I'm glad that you didn't answer that one, Keegs, because I was like, I don't know that 12-year-olds are allowed to watch that. All right, question number two. Where is this year's Cricket World Cup being held? Oh, go on, Keegs.
Jesus. England. Wrong. No.
Spot on. All right.
All right. One up. Let's go.
Question number three. What channel of water separates Tasmania from Australia?
Keegan. The Tasman Strait. Bass Strait.
Oh, he's going with Bass Strait. Oh, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt there, but I do feel like Jules got in first. So we'll give you that one, Keegs.
You know what, Keegs? I'm looking out for you, mate. you can have that one.
All right, Keegs, so you are 2-1 up here, mate. If you get this next one, that's it. Game over, all
right?
Oh,
jeez. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Kill the bed. We need to this is serious.
Serious now. Okay. Question number four. Which female pop star has recently got a Jim Carrey tattoo?
Jules, I know. Ariana Grande. Yeah!
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that one, Keith?
I'm saying Katy Perry in my mind.
No.
All right, guys, this is question number five.
I'm all up on my pop culture. Don't even try. I'm flicking my ponytail, by the way.
Oh, guys, you're going to want to get in super quick on this question, okay? Where in WA would you find the super pit?
Jules.
Oh, Jules, just.
Oh, jeez. I've never felt more horrible in my life.
Well, you got to get the answer right first, Jules. Hold on.
But I know what it is. I feel bad now. It's
Kalgoorlie.
Oh! You're both right, but unfortunately, Keegs, Jules buzzed in just before you, mate.
Oh,
unlucky, but you did an incredible job, mate.
Absolutely did.
Jules, as the reigning champion at the moment, you pushed her right to her limits. You had her very well done.
Especially at that Bass Strait one.
Hey, enjoy your day today at school, mate, and keep learning.
Thanks.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Victoria has put a state ban on having your mobile phone on you while you're in high school, and WA is looking at doing the same. So we thought we'd open up on 13, 12, 16, see what you guys think.
Tamlin from Bunners, should phones be banned at schools?
Hi, yes, definitely. Look, I work at a high school in the southwest.
Oh, perfect. I wanted to hear from a teacher.
Mm.
I'm not a teacher, but I have a lot to do with the kids at school. Okay. I work in a student services environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can tell you now that probably 90% of the issues that we have at school are mobile phone related.
Oh.
Because we are losing the fight for social media and the issues are coming into the school.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's parents are not parenting those issues at home, so we're having to deal with them at school. And it's out of control.
Yeah.
And another issue is when a child has been dealt with behavior-wise and trying to get to the bottom of an issue, they've already texted home. They've already texted home to say...
Yeah, and then you lose control of the...
Oh, and then the mum and dads turn up.
Blowing up.
And, yeah. Absolutely. So,
Tamlin...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. Really, I really appreciate your perspective because it's nice to know what actually happens in a school from an adult's perspective.
Absolutely.
I know from my little brother and sister, and that is mostly lies. Good on you, Tamlin. Thanks for the call. All righty, let's go to Wendy. Wendy from Busso. Do you reckon schools should allow phones in there?
No, definitely not. I reckon ban them completely.
Yeah, not at all.
Look, I have a 14-year-old son.
Yes.
And he has a phone, and I know he does take it to school and it goes in his locker or it gets kept in his bag.
Yeah.
But I also know that he can be very sneaky.
Yes.
And that he can sneak it into the classroom. Yep. And it does become a really big distraction.
Yeah.
And it's not only a distraction for him, mm-hmm. it's a distraction for the kid that he's sitting next to as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not just affecting the one child, it actually affects everyone around
right.
them.
Yeah.
Right.
So for me. And because I know how addictive they can become, like if I have to take the phone off him at home,
yeah.
oh, my Lord, it could be a huge
just going to pry it out of his hands.
So, I think if they can have that separation during school hours, I think it's actually a really good thing.
Perfect.
Yeah, great call, Wendy.
Thanks so much for that, Wendy.
No worries, guys. Bye. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
See you later, Wendy.
Okay, moving on to Lauren from Bun Vegas, girl. What do you reckon? We're getting a lot of people saying, you know, it should be banned.
Yeah.
Should be banned in school. Do you agree?
I'm pretty sure that they were already banned.
Yeah,
that's... I was never allowed my phone.
That's what I thought. How old are you?
I am 29. When I started
okay.
high school, I only had, like, the 33-10.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had played
snake. Old school. And we were never allowed them. They had to stay in your bags, in your lockers or anything like that.
Mm.
But of course, I got mine confiscated. I don't even know.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that it wasn't a ban already as well.
Yeah.
So
I think it's different schools and everything like that. But I definitely think from a distraction point of view, they probably should be in the course.
Yeah, totally.
Also, things have changed. Like, 3 through 10 didn't have Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and kids are cool these days.
They would have ruined me as a kid. If I was a kid, oh, gosh, I wouldn't have been able to cope.
Yeah, me neither. If you want to go and have your say, thank you for everyone who called through. Sorry, couldn't get to everyone. But if you do want to have your say, the post is still up on our Facebook. You can go and check it out. Hit WA on Facey.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.